in a hookah lounge, you sit around on couches or armchairs with a group of friends and puff on sweetened tobacco. The hookah itself is a tall water pipe with hoses coming out of it. Customers might pay $15 or $20 to rent the pipe and for a tobacco mixture with flavors like apple or peach. Maybe that sounds a lot like indoor smoking?
After going out there and looking at the situation, we determined that, yeah, it definitely seems that they're in violations of the state smoking in public places law.
That's Frank DiBiase of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. His office inspected 3 hookah bars in Tacoma last year, but it's complicated to get them to stop. The lounges say, "We're not public, we're private clubs." They all charge some sort of membership fee, typically about $5. There's also a cultural side. Nabil Muhammad of Seattle's Medina Lounge says for some immigrants, it's an alternative to a bar.
Most of them are from the Middle East. They have Islamic State. They don't go out and drink. So it's more like, you know, a social thing where you sit down and talk about everything, catch up on everything, what happened around the world.
You might play cards and share a pipe. Hookah lounges have been a trendy business near college campuses across the country. A survey in King County found more high school seniors were smoking hookah tobacco than cigarettes. DiBiase of the Tacoma Health Department says the youth focus is a problem.
There's a kind of a misunderstanding that somehow because if smoke goes through a water reservoir and you inhale it, that it's not as harmful. But there's been a fair amount of research, and the risk there is greater than smoking a cigarette.
Shutting down these lounges is a slow legal process. King County has just one person left in tobacco enforcement due to budget cuts. Pierce County is taking lounges to court one at a time. Last week, the Venus and Mars Lounge agreed to stop offering tobacco products. Next, one more lounge will get served its papers. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.